So we've already chanted the verse. Hari Shri Hari Dehabitam of living entities who have accepted material bodies. Atma, the super soul. Svayam, himself. Prakritihi, material nature. Ishvaraha, the controller. Tat, his. Paramulam, feet. Sharanam, shelter. Yataha, from which. Kshemaha, good fortune. Nrinam, of men. Iha, in this world. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation. Sri Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the super soul and guide of all living entities who have accepted material bodies within this world. He is the supreme controller of all material activities in material nature. He is also our best friend, and everyone should take shelter at His lotus feet. In doing so, one's life will be auspicious. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 18:61, it is said, Ishvara sarva bhutanam videshe junatistati. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna. The living entity is within the body and the supersoul. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is also there. He is called Antaryami and Chaitya Guru. As Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita 15:15, He is controlling everything. Sarvasya tam riddhi sanyavisto matasmityur gyanam aponam cha. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me comes remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. Everything is being directed by the super soul within the body. Therefore, the better part of valor is to take His direction and be happy. To take His directions, one needs to be a devotee. And this is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 10:10. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayanti te. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Although the Supersoul is in everyone's heart, Ishvara sarva bhutanam videshe junatistati. He talks only to the pure devotees who constantly engage in His service. In Chaitanya Bhagavat Antya 3:45, it is said, Tahare se bali vidya mantra adhyayana Krishna para padmeye karaye stira mana. One who has fixed his mind on the lotus feet of Krishna is to be understood as having the best education and as having studied all the Vedas. There are also other appropriate quotes in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Se se vidyara phala janhiya nischaya Krishna pada padme yadi chitta vrittiraya. The perfect result of an education is the fixing of one's mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. Adi Lila 13.178. Digvijaya kariba vidyaya karya nahe ishvare bajile se vidya satya kahe. Conquering the world by means of material education is not desirable. If one engages himself in devotional service, his education is perfected. Hari Lila 13.173. Parakene loka Krishna bhakti jani bare se yadi nahila tabe vidyaya kikare. The purpose of education is to understand Krishna and his devotional service. If one does not do so, then education is false. Hari Lila 12.49. Tahare se bali dharma karma sadachara ishvare se priti janma samata sabara. Being cultured, educated, very active and religious means developing natural love for Krishna. Ancha 3.44. Everyone has dormant love for Krishna, and by culture and education, that has to be awakened. That is the purpose of this Krishna consciousness movement. Once, Lord Chaitanya asked Sri Ramananda Roy what the best part of education was. And Ramananda Roy replied that the best part of education is advancement in Krishna consciousness. Harir deha brittam atma svayam prakritir ishvaraha tat pada mulam sharanam yatakshemo nrinam iha. Om jnana trimandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam jena tasmai shri gurve namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunath Tam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschachardeshatarane. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kaupa Tubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Gumakam kuruti vacha lampangam langayate girim yat kripa tamaham vande shri gurundinatarhanam paramananda madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishvaram. Hare Krishna. So it is my good fortune, may bahut bhagyavan hai, that I can be here with so many wonderful devotees here at Sri Sri Radharas Bihari Mandir. And this has been a very special day for me already. This is the first time we had dancing Bhagavatam class. And one devotee was suggesting we should dance the whole class and I should do rap. I should rap the Bhagavatam class. But I do not have this capacity. So I beg all the senior devotees and all the devotees to please give me your blessings. Kripaya, aap sab asirwad dijiye, so that I can speak on Srimad Bhagavatam for my own purification. Hare Krishna. I would also like to thank His Grace Sridham Shyam Prabhu for bringing me here, along with Pradumna Prabhu, our keyboard player, who was born in ISKCON family. Haribo! And traveling around the world, serving and preaching Prabhupada's mission. And I'd also like to welcome His Grace Gopinath Prabhu, who's coming from Finland. And he lives in Mayapur. And he's studying Bhakti Vaibhav there. And otherwise, we're traveling together and we're called the Bhakti Vedanta Band. And His Grace Sridham Shyam Prabhu has kindly invited us to come and made all arrangements so we could stay very comfortably. Thank you so much. We're grateful to you. Hare Krishna. So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 29. And the chapter is entitled Talks Between Narad and King Prachinabarhi. This class and this discussion is going to be about how Krishna is the super soul and He's the guide of all the living entities. He's in our heart, and by following His dictations as Chaitya Guru inside the heart and externally as Srimad Bhagavatam and the spiritual master, then we can attain all perfection in this life. And at the end of this life, we can go back home, back to Godhead. Krishna has His plan, and He's guiding us back to Him. We have our plan, and Krishna has His plan. But He's our best friend, so His plan is best. Sometimes our plan does not work out. Hum jab yojana banate hai, to Krishna haste hai. We have our plan and Krishna has His plan. God's love and God's plan is bringing us back to Him. This is one of our Bhaktivedanta band songs. Maybe we'll play sometime. We had a very nice concert on Saturday. Were some of you there? Saturday night? No, Sunday. On Sunday. I'm a little confused. Many programs, different places. Who here was there for our program on Sunday? You were there. You enjoy it? Jai Harinam Sankirtan Ki. Jai. So Krishna has His plan and He's our best friend. Sarvasya Cham Riddhi Sannivisto Matasmritir Ganam Maponam Cha. He's in our heart. From Him, Matasmritir, remembrance, Gyanam, knowledge, Maponam, forgetfulness. It's all coming from Him. And He's our best friend. He will give us what we need. Bhoktaram Yagyat Tapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Suridam Sarvabhutanam. Suridam, Suridam means friend. He's our best friend. So whatever plan He has, He means the best for us. And we should just trust Him. Sometimes it seems like we're experiencing great difficulties in our life. And we think, why, Krishna? Why are you doing this to me? But actually, it's for our benefit. Everything is for our benefit that Krishna does. Suridam sarva bhutanam. He's our best friend. One time, there was a small boy. He was sitting on his mother's lap. And his mother was knitting, crocheting. She was making some designs with the needle and the thread. And he was underneath, looking up. And he saw his mother doing this. And he said, Mother, what are you doing? Because from underneath the needle and thread, it looks like just a big mess. It looks very chaotic. It looks like just kitschery. No one can understand what is going on. But the mother said, My son, please, just be patient. At the right time, I will show you everything. Everything will be revealed to you. And when she finished her stitching, she turned it over and her son saw it was a picture design of a beautiful lotus flower. And then the boy could understand that, yes, my mother had a plan. There was a grand design and everything is for my benefit. And everything came out beautiful. So this is the nature of Krishna's dealings with us. We may feel like we're in a mess, in some difficulty, but Krishna is just stitching our life, making every arrangement for us to come closer and closer and closer to Him. Krishna is Tribhangananda. He has a threefold bending form. He's crooked like this. So because he's crooked, he's very difficult to get into our heart. But because he's crooked, once he's inside our heart, he's very difficult to get out. So once we start coming towards Krishna, and Krishna's coming in our heart, he's establishing himself, and he's dragging us back to him. He has his love for us, God's love. He has his plan for us, God's plan. And he's bringing us back to him. This is a very beautiful section of Srimad Bhagavatam. And we're just coming to the conclusion of this section. In this section, the sons of King Pachinabarhi, they were doing austerities, tapasya, under the direction of Lord Shiva. And they achieved all perfection. They had the darshan of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So much benefit. They benefited from their tapasya. Nayam deho deha bhajam niloke kashtan kaman arhate vidbujamye tapo devyam putraka yena satvam sudyad yasmad brahma sokyam twanantam. Lord Rishabdev explains in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam that one should do tapo divyam, transcendental tapasya, in order to advance in Krishna consciousness. And that tapasya is to engage in the nine processes of devotional service. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmani Vedanam. Especially in Kali Yuga, to study Bhagavatam, which is left behind by Sri Krishna as his representative, and in the form of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare, Hare. So the sons of King Pachinabarhi, they attained all perfection. But what about the king? King Prachinabarhi, what about him? He was home, absorbed in karma kanda, in just doing fruit of sacrifices, just engaging in different forms of sacrifice to get fruit of results. But this is not beneficial. Rupa Goswami explains, Anya bilasita shunyam jnana karma anavritam anakulyena krishnanu shivanam bhaktir uttamam. Anya bilasita shunyam, that we should give up all our material desires and just practice Shuddha Bhakti, Kable Bhakti, Kable Shuddha Bhakti. All jnana, all karma should be given up. Only practice bhakti. But King Prachinabarhi was caught in this practice of karma, performing fruit of sacrifices. So out of his great love, out of his great compassion, because he's a great devotee, and devotees feel compassion for others. They are paradukaduki. They see the sorrows of others as their own sorrows. Out of compassion, Narada Muni came to save King Prachinabarhi. Narada Muni bhajai vina radhika ramana namhe. Narada Muni arrived in the court of King Prachinabarhi and began to teach him the practices of bhakti through a story. He did not preach to him directly. He was very intelligent. He told a story, the story of King Paranjan. And actually, that Paranjan was the same King Prachinabarhi. But he did not realize it until the message of Krishna consciousness had already entered his heart. And now, at this point in Srimad Bhagavatam, King Prachinabarhi has been purified and is ready to hear submissively from Narada Muni for his purification. Tadvidi pranipatena parishprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshanaha. Krishna says, just inquire from a spiritual master. Inquire submissively. Render service. And be very humble and submissive. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. So now Narada Muni is directly preaching to King Prachinabarhi. And in today's verse, he's explaining how Krishna is the supreme controller and he's the best friend, and we should take shelter of Krishna. And if we take shelter of Krishna, our life will be auspicious. Sumangalam deha britya atma. He's a super soul. Swayam prakritir ishvara. He's the ishwar. He's the controller. And his padamulam sharanam are the shelter. And by taking shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, yataha, kshemaha, we get good fortune and will benefit from this. So Narada Murti is giving this wonderful preaching to King Prachinabarhi. In the purport, Prabhupada mentions this very important verse from Bhagavad Gita. Ishvara sarvabhutanam hridayeshe juna tisthati. That Krishna is in everyone's heart. And he's the Ishvara. He's the controller of all the creation. Ishvara parama Krishna satchit ananda vigraha anadir adir govinda sarva karana karanam. He's Ishwar. He's the param controller of all the creation. And he's also the living entity and super soul are both situated in the heart. Prabhupada quotes in the purport, Sarvasicham Riddhi Sanyavisto Matasmitir Ganam Aponam Cha Matasmitir Ganam Aponam Cha Vedais Char Savar Aham Eva Vedyo Vedanta Krid Vedavid Eva Chaham Sarvasicham Riddhi Sanyavisto. Krishna says, I am situated in everyone's heart. Matasmitir Ganam Aponam Cha. From me comes knowledge, remembrance, forgetfulness. Vedais Char Savar Aham Eva Vedyo. By me all the Vedas are to be known. Vedanta Krit Vedavid Eva Chaham. Indeed, I am the compiler of Vedanta, and I am the knower of the Vedas, Krishna says. And the living entity and Krishna are both in the heart of the living entity. The example is given of a tree, and in the tree there are two birds. One bird is eating the fruit, and the other bird is watching. He's witnessing. So in this way, the living entity is trying to enjoy the fruits of enjoyment and suffering in this world. And the Supreme Lord, Antyami, is just witnessing him. One time, devotees approached Srila Prabhupada. And they said, Srila Prabhupada, there's a group, a religious group, they're called the Quakers. And they claim that God is speaking directly to them. Is it possible? Is it true? And Prabhupada became angry like fire. He said, don't you read my books? You should know the answer to this question. Just selling these books is not sufficient. You must read these books. And the devotee was like, Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I was just asking a question. You don't know, you should know this. Read my books. Prabhupada was saying, Prabhupada said, what is the sloka? What is the sloka that explains the answer to this question? And then Prabhupada came forward and he said, this is a sloka. Tesham satatta yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. Tesham satatta yuktanam. Unto those, tesham satatta. Satatta means always, like sanatana. Satatta, always. Yuktanam. Yuktanam means yoga. Yoga means connected, to connect. To those who are always connected. How connected? Tesham satatta yuktanam. Bhajatam priti purvakam. Bhajan, in the mood of bhajan, worshipping Krishna. Shravanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam pada sevanam archanam vandanam dasyam sakyam atmani vedanam. Bhajatam, in which mood? The mood of love. Priti purvakam, constantly worshipping Krishna in the mood of love. Then, dadami puri yogam tam. Dadami means I give. Dam, dan, give. Dadami, give what? Buddhi yogam. Buddhi yoga means real intelligence. Tam means unto them. And what is the result of this intelligence? Yena mam upayanti te. They will come back to me. So if someone is going to constantly hear from Krishna directly, then he must have the qualification tesham satatta yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam. He must constantly be engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. So unless one is constantly engaged, then one cannot claim to hear Krishna speaking to them in the heart directly. Prabhupada makes a very nice line in the purport. He says, everyone has dormant love for Krishna, and by culture and education, that has to be awakened. So this love for Krishna, Krishna Prema, is in everyone's heart. This Krishna prema just has to be brought out by culture and education. And that is the preaching operandus, modus operandus of the Hare Krishna movement. Culture and education. By culture and education, we can help Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. We can help to awaken the hearts of the sleeping souls in Kali Yuga. And what is that education? The culture, Raja Vidya Rajaguyam Pavitram Idam Uttamam Pratyakshava Garmam. Raja Vidya Rajaguyam Pavitram Idam Uttamam Pratyakshavam Gamam Dharmyam. Susukam Kartam Avyayam. It's a king of knowledge, and it purifies us, and it's Susukam. Sukam means happy. Su means very. Like Superman. Super. Susukam makes you very, very happy. And Avyayam, it's everlasting. So by culture and by education, this Krishna consciousness movement can be spread. Just like we have our Bhaktivedanta band. We're performing music and Bhagavatam with music. And this is culture. And by this means of culture, we can distribute education. So Krishna has given us all different abilities how to serve Him, how to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. By cooking very nicely, that's also culture. By dressing the deities very nicely, it's culture and education combined. By preaching Bhagavatam, by raising children in Krishna consciousness, we can distribute this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. So through culture and education, we can be part of this Krishna consciousness movement. And Prabhupada concludes the purport by saying that everyone has dormant love for Krishna. And by culture and education, that has to be awakened. And this is the purpose of this Krishna consciousness movement. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadya Kabunoi Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Karye Udoi. That Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema, eternal, perfect love for Krishna, is situated in everyone's heart. And by hearing and chanting, especially this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna! We can awaken this Krishna consciousness. So I would like to share with all of you very recently something that happened to me that gave me more faith in God's love, God's plan, in Krishna's plan in my life. Would you like to hear it? Can I share it with you? Very good, thank you. So it concerns our Bhaktivedanta band project. So I met Pradyumna Prabhu a little more than 1 year before. And he had written one letter to Srila Prabhupada. That, my dear Srila Prabhupada, please engage me in ISKCON in your preaching movement by letting me participate in a Hare Krishna band. And 1 month later, he and I met each other. And the band started. And then we met Gopinath. And then last week in Calcutta, we were discussing, what do we need to progress in our project? We need a manager. We need some more musicians. We need some facilities to practice, where to practice. And so many things we discussed. And 1 hour after we finished our discussion, there was a knock on my door. And I opened the door, and I live way up on the top terrace of ISKCON Calcutta, and no one goes there. It was the first time someone came there. And he came inside. I never met the person before, and he introduced himself to me, and he has 4 houses in Calcutta, and he loves music. He has so many instruments, and he has a drum set. And he said, whenever you need a place to practice, please come to my house. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. And an amazing thing happened. Just 2 days ago, we were here doing a performance. And so many wonderful devotees joined us from the temple playing mridangas and kartals. But before they came, we were thinking, who would come? We don't know who will play mridanga and kartal. We were in anxiety. We were thinking we should travel with our own mridanga player. But then the devotees came and we were very happy. They played very nicely. But then yesterday, one mridanga player from Africa approached us and he said, I want to travel with you. I want to join the Bhaktivedanta band. So we now have our mridanga player also, who also plays drums and djembe and so many things. So just so amazing. Despite our inabilities in Krishna consciousness, if we just manifest some small desire to serve Srila Prabhupada and Prabhupada's mission, then Prabhupada will make all arrangements that our service can be facilitated. We are calling our group, last night, we were calling our group Ekalavya Das and Bhaktivedanta Band. But last night we took a photo, all 4 of us together, with Kameshwar, the mridanga player, with Srila Prabhupada at Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir. The 4 of us and Srila Prabhupada, we clicked one photo. And we saw the photo. We said, we should not call it Ekalavya Das and Bhaktivedanta Band. We should call it Srila Prabhupada and Bhaktivedanta Band. Because Prabhupada is running the show. So we're very, very fortunate that we're all together in this ISKCON boat that is going back to Godhead, and Srila Prabhupada is our captain. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.